This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:07 on Friday morning. Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. This part of the program is brought to you by UCSF Health. Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Tuesday at 7. Set yourself a little reminder because you want to be here to get the announcement for Winterland. You don't want to miss it. We'll tell you the date, the lineup, which is spectacular, and when the tickets go on sale. Everything you need to know to make your Alice in Winterland plans. Alice in Winterland always sells out, and usually it sells out really hard, and you don't want to get shut out. So Alice in Winterland info this coming Tuesday morning, 7 a.m., a night of music you won't want to miss. Can't wait to say who it is. It's right there on the tip of my tongue.
Do it.
Don't do it, Sarah. Don't do it.
Do it.
Just don't do it.
Do
don't
it.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Vinny.
I'm not going to do it, but you should.
I don't even let you use that loves this conversation.
Yeah, I can't even look at you people.
You do it then.
Yeah, right.
UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News & World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. We just thought this was funny this morning. If you're a Simpsons fan, you know Nancy Cartwright is the voice of Bart, but she does a lot of other characters on there as well. And I guess she put this little video together for the Creative Arts Emmys back in September, and it got released on Reddit on Wednesday, and it's just gone mad. The internet's gone mad
for it. I have not seen this.
So this is Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart, running through seven of her characters.
Wow.
It's
really cute. They put up the characters, each of the kids that she plays, throughout the video. They just put it up next to her, and it's her actually talking into a mic. Yes, Vinny, your hand
it's
is
important
up.
To point out, as she ends that with make a living, that it's more like make a killing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
She happens to be making, what do they make? $1 million
an
episode?
She's worth about $60 million.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, there's a show that's been on
20
forever.
Years, right. 20 years into it.
Yeah.
And there's like three or four voice actors that do the whole thing. Yep. It's Hank Azaria and her and I don't know.
Julie, God, what is her name? The one who does, she does Marge.
Not Newman.
It's Julie Kavner.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That sounds right.
Yeah. No, it's.
She was on, totally dating myself. Was she on Rhoda, like Rhoda's sister or something?
Yeah, Julie Kavner?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. Oh, no, she was a TV actress before she.
Yeah.
Marge.
Yeah.
Hey, I posted that video on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Cute. Nancy Cartwright.
Yeah, it's really.
Thank you, everybody.
It's worth a
Thank
second
you.
To look at. It's funny when you hear all the voices together, it's like, oh, that all sounds the same. But, you know. Very distinct.
Beyond impressive.
Yeah. So there you go, Nancy Cartwright.
I mean, we choke on our words in a 1 minute commercial doing ourselves.
You are not kidding.
That is true. Let me get this word out.
I'm just trying. Trying to get one word. <It's> like...
So, yeah.
Tonight on Netflix. And actually, maybe it. Dropped Thursday at midnight. I don't know if this is already out there because Sean Penn is trying to make this not happen. There is a documentary on Netflix called The Day I Met El Chapo. It's a 3-part documentary where Mexico's biggest actress shares her story of meeting Mexico's most notorious drug lord.
I remember this story being reported. She went with Sean Penn.
She did. Her name is Kate Del Castillo. And last year, Mexican drug lord El Chapo was recaptured shortly after he met with Sean Penn and this actress for a Rolling Stone interview. And it was a big deal at the time. You know, it was they crossed the border and got taken to the secret place. And didn't he say they were blindfolded and they were, you know, they felt like they were in mortal peril the whole time. So there is a Netflix documentary that's out today, The Day I Met El Chapo, the Kate Del Castillo story. And supposedly, some of the people interviewed say Sean tried to rat out El Chapo by revealing his whereabouts to U.S. authorities. About 12 hours after the interview, Mexican police raided the site where it took place. But El Chapo had already left. Do you remember that?
Well, of course.
They caught him about 3 months later. And Sean is worried. Sean is like, if El Chapo's people think that I was revealing his location after my up and down assurances, et cetera, that I wasn't. I was coming for an interview and he would be safe and I was just going to head back on my way.
So is he denying that he sold the guy out?
He's denying it
hard. I didn't do it.
He's denying it and trying to get which I think the documentary might already be up at Netflix.
Oh. Possible.
Does a Friday release mean it's out right now? Or is it tonight at 6? Sean's team is trying to get the documentary delayed, or was trying to, or at least edited. But he feels like if El Chapo's people think Sean tried to get him captured, he and his family could become targets. And I don't think he's wrong.
Well, this is why you don't do that in the first place. This is why you don't mess with stuff that you shouldn't be messing with. He's not law enforcement, and maybe he shouldn't have been. And people are probably thinking, yeah, but that movie or that... Okay, and now look at him. Now look what he got for his trouble.
Yep.
Now he can be freaked
out. He may absolutely not have had anything to do with it.
If you watch that, I know this is TV and you're thinking this is a stupid thing to bring up at this time, but that story on Netflix about... the Colombian drug lord. Oh, why can't I
Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, Pablo Escobar. You can't even believe what murderous...
What they're capable of.
They're not just drug dealers. They will blow up airplanes and kill anybody in the process of creating these cartels that they are the head of.
Right. They're, so El Chapo is ruthless at the very least.
Absolutely.
And his people, I'm sure, are not going to be pleased when they think they see that Sean Penn had a role in this. Sean's rep says, the notion that Mr. Penn or anyone on his behalf alerted the Department of Justice to the trip is complete fabrication and a bald-faced lie. It never happened, nor would there have been any reason for it to have happened. But apparently there are people who are interviewed in this who say, oh yeah, Sean sold him out.
Oh, jeez.
So Sean Penn's going to go into deep cover for a while here. Hmm.
I don't know the password to my own Netflix account, so I can't get in.
I see the description
and everything.
That is not helpful, you guys.
Yeah, that's
not. Well, what does that sheet say? Does it say 6 o'clock tonight or 8 o'clock?
It doesn't say what time. It says Friday. So I don't know.
Well, if anyone knows.
Yeah, somebody who has a Netflix account that they know the password to, could you please check that?
Mine just said, that's not the password. Try again. Nope. I'm not going to do that.
I might know my password, but I'm in the middle of something. Season 2 of Stranger Things is 1 week away.
The 27th, yeah.
So exciting.
Does anyone fear the same thing will come of Stranger Things that came of True Detective, which is they set the bar high, we were all in, and then the second season just cannot live up to it.
Yeah, isn't that always the problem with albums, with TV shows? You know, you just hit it out of the park in the first one, and then it's all about not just matching the first one. You almost have to do better with the second season. So it's done, it's ready, and it's getting dropped 1 week from today. And there's one thing you can expect, and it's more profanity from the kids.
Oh, good.
The Duffer brothers are the ones behind this. They're twin brothers, Ross and Matt. And Ross Duffer says, they're much more foul-mouthed in season 2 than in season 1. But in real life, it's far worse. I'm like, I cannot believe that came out of your mouth. Apparently, the battle for bad words began with season 1. Matt Duffer, the twin brother, says, at first, we actually gave in and took out all the bad language. And the kids got really upset. So I wrote to Netflix saying, I've got this army of 11 and 12-year-olds, and they're pissed off that we cut all the language. At least let us shoot alternate takes. That was like the day before we started shooting. And then Netflix said okay. Because there was some swearing in it. Wasn't there?
Like swearing, as much as you're not supposed to do it as a kid, is part of growing up?
100%.
I think it's an absolute. You say it and you're... You know,
and you say it around your friends because it's cool. And you wouldn't say it around your parents. But that's definitely part of being a kid. People, you know, kids are not around each other going, well, gosh darn it. They're just not.
Hey.
Yes.
Take Kylie on line one.
What does Kylie want to talk about?
Tell him what you told me.
Hi, Kylie.
Good morning. So I'm watching it on my phone right now, The Day I Met El Chapo.
So it's out.
Yeah, there's three shows.
Crunch.
Yeah, three episodes.
And have they made allegations about him tipping off the authorities to El Chapo's location yet?
I haven't got to that part yet, but it does talk about it in the description. And it's just a picture, really, of this lady next to him walking around. So we haven't got to that part yet, but it's definitely live right now.
All right. Kylie, happy Friday.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Have a great day. Bye, Kylie.
She sounds fun.
She does.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be bummed too if I was Sean Penn, but you know, that's probably something he should have thought long. He's not new to the media or the film business.
He's also not new to doing exactly what the hell he wants.
Right.
So maybe he doesn't think things through. I mean, this could spell absolute disaster for him and his family. I mean, obviously, you know, we all live in a world where we're like, no, that wouldn't happen. But Jesus, these people live in a totally different world. Like, he could be in real mortal peril. Like, I'm scared for Sean Penn today. I read that and went, oh, my God, I'm so glad I didn't do an interview with El Chapo. Anyway.
Can you imagine?
No!
We get an email from Uzi that says, I scored El Chapo for this Friday. You guys in? Yeah. Yes, no.
Let's send Hooman.
Okay. Let's do it. Hooman, we scored you an interview. Yeah. Have a good time.
Thanks so much.
Don't tell them.
They're going to hit you and blindfold you and take you to a destination.
Right. Oh,
unknown.
My God.
Don't worry. They'll bring you back.
What a life. Back to Stranger Things and the swearing. They're actually saying that, although I have to assume most of Stranger Things had to have been shot by the time it came out, but one of the kids that's a star in Stranger Things plays Richie Tozier.
One of the main characters in It,
one of the little kids.
He was the really good one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the kind of the main kid. Uh-huh. So anyway, you know, he swore his head. I mean, those kids were foul. Yeah. And the thing that was kind of funny about it and a little bit unrealistic was that part of it was supposedly, well, actually, I think in the movie it is, the kids are set in the 80s. And in the book, it's set in the 50s. So even in the book.
Oh, right.
I think they changed the timeline.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Didn't you think it was set in the 80s?
Yeah.
Because then it will be kind of modern day when the adults come, because it's supposedly a 27-year cycle.
I get it. That makes sense. Okay.
So, but even in the book, there's a ton of F words and all things that you would think kids in the 50s wouldn't say.
The kid's name is Finn.
Yes.
Wolfhard?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Wolfhard.
Wolfhard.
I just think it's part of that transition where you go from elementary school to being around older kids.
Right.
And they are using those words, so you start using those words.
Right. They're the older kids. You want to fit in with them. Katy Perry. She performed last night. Oh, sorry, two nights ago in Nashville, and something went wrong.
Something happened.
With her elaborate setup. She was on her Flying Planet stage. Apparently it's like a model of Saturn, and it floats her up above the audience and stopped working. So there she is, stranded up above the audience on Saturn. So there's video. The whole thing is pretty slow and awkward, but she keeps talking to the audience while they found a way to slowly lower the stage to the ground. When it got close enough, she actually had to jump off into the crowd to get off of the thing.
I was going
to
say, there's always that.
You just jump down. Catch me.
Oh.
So here it is.
There's video.
Do you have the audio too? Because they're actually saying, if these are her ad-lib skills, like, good luck to her on American Idol.
Oh, she's right there. She doesn't need to jump into the crowd.
Well, now she is, right.
That's not a jump, Katy Perry.
She just sort of falls.
Oh, Katy, you're no Pink, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see. We'll
see.
After the MTV Movie Awards or Music Awards, I gotta believe that the people who negotiated her contract wanted at least $15 million back.
At least. I guess she also brought Left Shark out of the show. That's one of her bits now.
Oh.
Left Shark from the Super Bowl.
The bad dancer.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino is talking about his partnership with Harvey Weinstein today. Oh, man. I read this whole thing on Lupita Nyong'o. Is that her
name? Read it too.
I read it too, yeah.
Her post is...
too long?
Well, it's really long, and it did take a while to read through the whole thing, but it is a fascinating tale of a dude who is a bully and
And wants a massage.
Wants to get what he wants to get. Anyway,
the thing is the guy. Did you also read that apparently in rehab it's not going?
Oh yeah, that's part of the.
Oh, do that.
I mean, yeah, I'll try to get to all of it. But Quentin Tarantino is he's done all his movies with the Weinstein company, and I think maybe Miramax. Whenever Reservoir Dogs first came out, that might have been a Miramax thing. Anyway.
92.
He spoke out yesterday about the Harvey Weinstein situation, and he said, I knew enough to do more than I did. There was more to it than just the normal rumors, the normal gossip. It wasn't secondhand. I knew he did a couple of these things. I wish I had taken responsibility for what I heard. If I had done the work I should have done then, I would have not had to work with him. I would have had to not work with him. Oh, he's saying if I had said what I should have said, I wouldn't have been able to work with him. I think that's what he's saying there. And he wanted to keep working with him. When Quentin was dating Mira Sorvino, she told him of her own creepy encounter with Harvey. He also knew that Rose McGowan had reached a settlement with him, and he'd heard plenty of other stories over the years. He says, what I did was marginalize the incidents. Anything I say now will sound like a crappy excuse. Everyone who was close to Harvey had heard of at least one of these incidents. It was impossible that they didn't. Quentin wants other guys to put it on the line like he is. He says, I'm calling on the other guys who knew more to not be scared. Don't just give out statements. Acknowledge that there was something rotten in Denmark. Vow to do better by our sisters.
What? Denmark just went, what? What did we do?
That's an expression.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a, I don't know what it's a reference to, but something rotten in Denmark is an expression I've totally heard.
Well, you seem to have heard all the expressions.
I love expressions,
and
Vinny.
And we've clearly missed them all. You know the rotten in Denmark?
I believe I have heard that before.
Oh!
I typed in something rotten in, and then Denmark just shows
popped up.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The wines, is there something actually rotten in Denmark? Is that where this comes from? Was it like a sewer thing back in the day? I don't know. Oh. Anyway.
It's a line from the play Hamlet.
Oh.
Shakespeare.
Which is set in Denmark.
Wow.
That's interesting.
No wonder I don't know what the hell it is.
Anyway, the Weinsteins have financed all of Quentin's movies, so he was asked if the situation will change how people feel about his body of work. He said, I don't know. I hope it doesn't. In other Weinstein news, the LAPD is now investigating Harvey for rape. Lupita Nyong'o has put, she detailed her whole story. All the times that she had interactions with him. And Harvey is reportedly being his gigantic ahole self in rehab. Rehab is not going to work for this guy. Because no one is putting the same rules on him
how
as they do.
How about jail? Let's just get
I'm
there.
Thinking, yeah. I like what Colin Jost said on Saturday Night Live last week. Mm-hmm. He describes where he should be, and it's prison. Harvey is, they say, being belligerent at sex addiction rehab. Barking into his banned mobile phone that apparently, even though they know he has it, they haven't taken away from him. And he's in denial about his sex attacks, including each and everyone was consensual. He volunteered to go to rehab after the wave of allegations got too high. He was starting to drown in it. They say he's not in his element. Falling asleep in group sessions, talking on his phone. He was supposed to be at an inpatient facility, but the source says he's being treated at an intensive outpatient facility. So he goes home at night and spends the night in a hotel. The clinic offers one-on-one counseling and group therapy sessions, among other treatments. The source said in one group therapy session, and this was apparently Tuesday, the day that he got on the phone and resigned at the Weinstein Company. He arrived 15 minutes late. Then when it was his turn to speak, he launched into a speech about how this is all a conspiracy against him. The source added that others at the clinic shared their personal stories, and while they were doing that, he fell asleep in his chair to be woken up by the ringing of his smuggled mobile phone, which supposedly is banned at the facility, but no one took it away from him. Harvey jolted awake, jumped up, took the call, and ran out of the room. Another source says he's no longer joining group sessions for obvious reasons and is undergoing individual treatment, accompanied at all times by a therapist, supposedly. He insists he never raped or assaulted anyone and that all the encounters were consensual. He realizes he's acted like an ahole. Does he? But he still insists he's not a rapist. He has his phone, but when he's in therapy, he has to give it to someone else. The characterization of what he said and what happened at the group session just isn't true. Thank you, Colin Jost. Well said, sir. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including the controversial Justin Herman Plaza that the way things went down yesterday is shocking.
Really?
Well, it's just wait till you hear this. You just go, at that level, really? Okay, and more. Radio.com. Radio.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:38 for Friday morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Our dear friend Scott Capro has a couple shows this weekend. Tonight he's at the Phoenix in Alameda, and tomorrow night he's at Hop Dogma in El Granada. Check him out. He'll certainly take your mind off things and make you worry about a whole other set of things. Like, oh my God, did I just hear what I thought I heard? Scott Capro, you can go to scottcapro.com or check him out. I think we have a whole list of his dates at radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Red Bull Heavy Water event happening off our coastline this morning. The guys are on stand-up paddle boards. It's a race, and with the surf being 12 to 15 foot there at Ocean Beach, it's going to be serious.
Oh.
So that's happening this morning.
Are they racing parallel to the shore and trying to not get tipped over?
I believe they race out through it.
Okay.
And then they go around the where the bridge is.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, what is that? The Cliff House?
Yeah.
I lived right there
Land's
forever.
End and,
yeah. They All race right. out around that. If you've ever seen when there's big surf, it breaks in there too.
It's
so
crazy.
These guys are
going
to be
there.
Racing through some pretty heavy water. It could be something to watch. Let's see here. Here's a video of some of them catching
this
waves.
This is this morning?
No, this is just.
I see.
Watch
okay.
the video. We
oh, so as they roll in through
right.
the, I see.
They use the waves to help.
I see.
What's funny is I really am not familiar with the stand-up paddleboard events and had to write our friend Frankie, and I was like, are they surfing or racing? I'm not really, is this a contest or?
Right.
It looks like it's a little of both.
Right.
Anyway, it's happening off our coastline this morning, and so that might be something you want to go out there and see this morning. There's also a little GPS tracker on each of the guys so you can follow their progress.
Neat.
So there you go. Red Bull Heavy Water off the coast here in San Francisco. And there's going to be heavy water.
Mm.
12 to 15 foot at Ocean Beach is, I think Ocean Beach might be the hardest lineup to penetrate anywhere in the world.
What do you mean?
Just that you can't get out there. Like, there's so much water moving forward all at one time. It feels like every 2 seconds there's more whitewash pushing you back to the beach.
Oh,
you
just can't get out there. You have to get out past it.
To actually catch waves, you just can't even get out there.
Do these guys get towed out to start, or do they have to
actually
paddle off
the shore? They have to go out through it. And
holy
another
cow.
Thing at Ocean Beach, because this is where I lived, and I ended up not surfing very often because of this. Not only can you not get straight out, you move halfway down, like miles down the beach, it feels like,
right.
before. And you'll look in and go, I'm not even out there yet. And I've moved halfway down
right.
Ocean Beach, which is a couple miles.
Yeah.
So anyway, should be something to watch.
Right.
Good luck, guys.
Have fun.
Be careful out there.
Seems to be your thing.
Right.
All right.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So we mentioned yesterday that Justin Herman Plaza's name might change.
Right.
And that's here in San Francisco. It's right on the Embarcadero.
Right.
It's been that called that as long as I can remember.
And it's if you've driven down there, you might recognize it because it has this weird sort of cubist giant sculpture. There it is. And which they just turned the water back on,
right.
I think, last year.
After years of drought.
It's a weird kind of like worm looking thing, but it's squared off. And so that's, and actually I think they do skating there as well in the winter.
Or December. Yeah.
So you've probably heard of Justin Herman Plaza. So changing the name to the Sarah and Vinny Plaza is a great idea, and I assume that's what they arrived at yesterday.
Well, no,
oh.
they didn't.
Darn it.
So here's
Were we
the
at least
thing.
Suggested?
No, we weren't.
Those bastards.
Not anywhere but on this show.
Oh.
So it was news to me that Justin Herman was even a controversial figure. I didn't really know the guy.
I didn't know anything about
him. In
fact,
here he is pictured in black and white. So you know that's before my time. San Francisco's Rec and Park Commission thought it had voted yesterday to strip Justin Herman's name from the plaza next to the city's Embarcadero Center, and then found out later they hadn't done it.
What do you mean?
Right. That's what do you mean is exactly right. So this is from the front page of today's Chronicle. So what is this? Some kind of homeowners association meeting? How the hell do you find out that someone hadn't voted and had left the meeting without registering their vote? And how does that person who it's their job to vote leave without getting their vote put in?
Right.
So they
That's
all,
what
had, to vote,
they all had to
unofficial?
Vote. In a confusing series of events, the commission's vote to rechristen the iconic public space was initially recorded as 4-3 in favor. Later in the day, the city's attorney office determined that Commissioner Eric McDonnell, who had to leave the meeting early, did not officially register his vote on the matter. So there was no action taken, and because there won't be another meeting until November,
this is gone.
This is not going to happen until then.
So we've got a month to get the Sarah and
Vinny. It's just weird to me. Like, I'm on a homeowners association, mm-hmm. you know? And I realize that's low-level nonsense.
Are you the vice president?
I don't know what my job is at the moment.
I thought you were secretary.
They move that around. I don't know. I'm not sure what I am.
I'd like to nominate you for president.
I am?
Too.
I'm the guy who buys pizza for the
meetings. You have plenty of time on your hands to handle situations.
Yeah, you got all kinds of time.
Situation.
Yeah, I do have a lot of time, don't I?
Situation.
What? Anyway, they say the panel can't go back and take another vote before its scheduled meeting in November.
Why doesn't he just officially log his vote in?
It's just so stupid.
So stupid.
This is such
government
bureaucracy, red tape, nonsense, BS. That there you go. There's a view of our government at work.
Your tax dollars at work, everybody.
Okay, whatever.
So they're saying this guy, McDonald, was clearly supportive of the proposal to rename the plaza. But because he had to leave early.
He had to go pick up his kid.
Well, whatever he had to go do, get your vote in.
Yeah.
Just fill out the little form thing. You know, whatever your voting duties
are. This isn't your first vote, I assume.
Get it done, dude. Yeah. So anyway, that didn't happen yesterday because someone could, you know, because the HOA had
I think it's
snafu.
Good. We have a month to lobby.
For our name to get on there?
Why can't we?
All right. Well, I mean, I don't mind.
Well, there might be some costs involved.
Oh, well, forget it then.
Let's go with the Hooman Plaza.
Yeah,
I
like that.
No, nobody will.
What?
I mean, I'll.
I would vote for it.
We just said we'd vote for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got three. How about you, Zach?
Khalidly Plaza.
I'm in, man. I'm in.
All right, there's
we got four out of five.
I know. I'm gonna not register my vote, and then I'm gonna have to leave early.
The motion. Right. The motion still carries the three votes in here.
I'll get back to you next month.
Just ridiculous, man.
Hold on, you got home for me?
You know what you're supposed to do at those meetings? What the hell? The Raiders last night had a spectacular win. I was up watching that game. I mean, it was spectacular as the touchdown gets recalled, then taken back, then they're on the half-yard line, then there's a flag, then it gets pushed back to the 10, then they're out of time and they're playing with it was a series of events where you just went, I can't leave now.
Nail biter.
It's like, I have to
see
you,
the last
how this
four
ends.
4 minutes of a game are the most exciting of all of them. Just watch that part.
And it ends with a Raiders win, everyone. 31-30 over the Chiefs, who are considered to be one of the best teams in the league this season.
Congrats, guys.
Way to go, Raiders. Oh, by the way, coming up this weekend.
Yes.
Arizona will play at Cal, 5 p.m. game time. That's tomorrow.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Woo!
It's our boys' team.
Have to put up. Yep, that's it.
He's got everything, right?
When is
the
it
jerseys,
tomorrow?
The posters, the
oh, yeah,
socks,
sure, right.
All the
He's
stuff.
It, all.
It is tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Oh, great. He'll be at my house.
All right.
Yeah.
He's already told you he's coming home this
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, I found out he's coming home tomorrow. We're having a big family night. We're all excited.
All right.
Yeah. Going to watch the new episodes of Star Trek.
Hooray.
Really?
Yeah.
The kid doesn't want to get college laid yet, huh?
You know, I'm sure he's having a good time. We did find out some stuff last week when he came home for the emergency computer drop-off.
Mm-hmm. Did you get it fixed?
No, no. Oh. I mean, it's a whole thing. But he said, I slept till 1:30 today. I go, why? What did you get wasted last night? And he goes, I go, oh my God, you did. Oh, how exciting.
So what'd you have?
And I was like, I did. But he didn't want to tell me too many details. He's like, don't worry. I had a plan. I'm like, all right. Because that's what we always say. Just have a plan.
A plan for what?
A plan for not getting in trouble.
You never have a plan. What?
I do have a plan. It's called John.
Oh.
That's my plan. My plan is for John to make sure I don't get in any trouble.
I mean, that kid, he's got to be looking at you like, I have seen you in the weeds way too many times for you to talk to me about anything.
It's true. I'm such a bad example. What a rotten parent I am. Something rotten in my parenting.
a bunch of people were asked questions about the current NFL players, and they were asked which QB will win the most Super Bowls in the next 10 years, and they voted Tom Brady.
But Tom Brady can't have 10 years left in him.
Yeah.
He's 40. Like, he'll be lucky if he gets one more. Like,
Brady
he'll be insanely lucky if he gets one more.
Brady is, in fact, 40.
Yeah.
But he's still at the top of his game.
He's great, but, you know, old bones are brittle.
Well,
it's going to take one bad landing.
Coming in at second place on that vote, Raiders, Derek Carr.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
That's nice.
So
I'd say Aaron Rodgers, but uh-oh.
Yeah, he's out. Out for the season.
See, anyway,
collarbone.
Right.
I thought I'd mention this real quick before I move on to some other stuff. Tom Brady's, or I should say, the Patriots donated all the footballs that were left over from their Super Bowl win to Nike to have them made into shoes. So if you want to get your husband the gift that he would just be too much for him,
oh,
there you
look
go.
At that. Boy, they took the pigskin and put it, there's
they made
L-I right across the toe.
The footballs into shoes, Sarah.
How much are they?
I don't know.
And where's the money going? Is that oh, look at that, a little Patriots logo on the back.
Doesn't your husband need those?
These are so goofy looking.
Oh, you don't want to?
I don't know.
He wouldn't want them?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he'd want them. Maybe.
All right. Well,
I just can't picture him wearing that.
Oh, maybe you don't wear them. Maybe you put them
in
his Patriots room.
Yeah.
He does not have a Patriots room. He has a signed ball from a Patriots team that our old boss gave him, Lewis Kaplan.
And, right. Well,
it's
then
in
he
a box
this...
in the attic. So because what are you going to do with that?
Put it on display.
Where?
Well,
on my kitchen
bedroom.
Counter? No. I'm not having that in my bedroom.
What about his studio? What about his garage?
What garage?
He doesn't have any space in the house that's his where he could do something like that.
He has a whole room that he's converting into his
studio space.
He's got room for that in there. But he can. He certainly can if he wants to. I just can't picture him having that.
This conversation is showing a window into the being in a relationship and sharing a house with a woman. And I swear I've been going through this as we just moved where I'm like, yeah, I don't care where you put that. Just stay out of my room. That's it. And
this
she's like, you've
room.
Already said that 10 times. I'm like, I know, because I feel like I have to. Because you seem to want to
dial the house in
every single
room.
Thing.
You don't want to have a room in your house that you walk into and go, oh, you want every room to
well,
be
guess
stylish.
What? There's the key. Don't walk in this room.
Yeah. Well, you should put a no girls allowed sign and put a little lock on there.
I've already said that again, back to the conversation I had with her 40 times. Mm. Doesn't matter where you put that.
Don't forget the
keep
out.
Go in my room.
Keep out.
Yeah, keep out. No girls allowed.
Maybe I will paint that.
You should. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
Something is rotten from Denmark is from Hamlet. It's a reference to the plot to kill the king so his brother can marry the widowed queen to become the king to keep Hamlet from taking the throne.
Mm.
Whoa. 209.
Thank you for the Shakespeare lesson.
Why is information about Harvey Weinstein public? Isn't rehab confidential? Nothing about celebrities ever stays confidential.
Nope. And anybody that's at that, I mean, listen, we don't even know. We don't know these sources. We read this stuff off TMZ, and they've got sources in this rehab, and that's all. That's what we all we do is speculate on the show. Don't worry about it. It's all fake. It's all fake news.
Oh, I'm sure that that's coming out.
And there's
I went to rehab, and I'm not even a celebrity, and people knew me from the radio, and there was no... Oh my God, you're the guy who fell asleep in the bushes out in front of the place. And everyone had to come get you. I'm like, yeah, I guess. That's what I'm told.
Bushman, that's me.
I fell in the bushes with my bag and then I just...
Well, the bag was heavy. You sling it over.
I just slept
overbalance.
There until someone came and got me. But they did tell me to check in wasted. They were like, get it out of your system.
Oh.
Like, don't quit 2 days before check in.
You're going to feel like you wasted a weekend.
Come in. We'll take it from there. And I was like, all right.
Wow.
You say, no problem. I'll get that done. Mm. That's how that happened. Better than being stranded on Uranus. Yeah. Katy Perry got
stranded on Saturn.
Right. Get
that was floating above our audience at her show.
You guys are wigging about the kids swearing in It. The little boys pulled a train on the little girl. Yeah, I don't know.
They didn't do that in the movie.
That wasn't what we're talking about. That's actually, we were talking about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
There was some crosstalk because the boy
the two
is in.
Kids, right, and there's about kids. And
no, there's no doubt that It, the book, is has some stuff that will horrify you in the wrong ways.
Not
the
remember.
Scare, I'm scared, that clown's scary. It's
right.
actually other stuff where you're horrified.
Right. From the Twisted Mind of Stephen King. I love it.
Was it called The Day I Met El Chapo? It's already on Netflix. I have my password saved. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to help you either.
Yeah, that is what it's called, and we did get confirmation that the thing Sean Penn doesn't want anyone to see is out.
Well, he did it. He went and did that.
And now he's in fear for his and his family's lives.
Well, next time someone asks you if you want to do a project about a real live cartel... Mm. Head, maybe you say, nah.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Make some more nonsense.
I already got bitten.
Fast Times 2. How's that going?
Oh, my God.
Where's the script for that?
That sounds great.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you like to know where Spicoli is today?
You're here. Isn't it our time?
Wouldn't you?
I'd love to.
I would, too.
Right.
I just posted the sign for No Girls Allowed on your Facebook page there.
Oh, great. Just blow that up, print that out, and post that up.
My husband was watching the last episode of Narcos last night. I caught 10 minutes of it, and it was so violent and bloody, it gave me nightmares. Yeah, because they're murderers. They're not even drug dealers. It
they're
seems
animals.
Like, yeah, they're absolutely mass murderers. Mm. Oh, I guess we should...
Yes, we probably should. So it is Friday. Means the new music is happening. We've got a bunch of that. Especially there's one thing in particular that maybe you'll love, Vinny. But we also have your first chance at our Halloween Secret Show tickets right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.